That's an interesting way. How did you build a fire? How did it start?
To build a fire, we just put wood in a little coal, and then we just strike a match in it.
Did you just start with the big wood, or did you start
with the smaller?
Tell me about that.
Sometimes they use kerosene?
Kerosene oil. We put a little kerosene oil in a small piece of wood.
Yes, sir.
And then strike a match and just, then we started.
So that was
fire.
What did you call the small pieces of wood? Did you call them?
We call it, como se llama?
Leña.
We call it leña in Spanish.
Leña. That's a piece of wood, a mesquite wood.
Yeah.
Just a little piece, call them leña. That's a dry mesquite wood.
That's very interesting. what else would you have in the kitchen besides the chimney?
That's all.
What about anything to sit on or anything?
Oh, we have a table and chairs. Yeah, we have everything. Just like we have it now.
Did you have any piece of furniture like this in your house?
I don't think so.
I heard that this would be unusual then to have something like this in your house.
I don't think we had that in those days.
What do you call this? Now, did you ever have anything in your house to build a fire in just for heating?
No.
So, what would you call something like that? You ever see them now? When you see a chimney on a house now, it doesn't go to the stove usually.
No, they're very.
What about this over here?
Not a chimney, but a butane gas.
What do you call that part that sticks out in the front of the room?
Just
part of the chimney?
Just part of the chimney, yeah.
And what about those things that hold up the logs there? Those tall things, those brass things?
This is la parrilla. We call it parrilla. ¿Cómo se llama? Parrilla.
And over that the big shelf there, over the fire, the chimney?
Part of the chimney, that's all.
If you had a clock up there, you'd say, I'm going to put the clock on the what?
In the chimney, on the chimney. I want to put the clock on the chimney.
Oh, so you just put it on the chimney?
Yeah.
Now, you know, on top of the house sometimes, you have a part of it up there too. It sticks out. What do you call that? And the chimney in the kitchen, you know?
Well, just a part of the chimney. I don't know the outside part of the chimney. That goes
out
of the
house. That's chimney altogether. That's for the smoke.
The smoke to go.
What do you call those big things there? The
Los leños. That's which one? Those.
The wooden ones.
The wood leño. We call it leña.
And you know, if you build a fire. If you burn this, of course, it doesn't get any of that stuff up in the chimney.
No.
But what is that stuff that you might get up in the chimney? What would you call that?
Humo. The smoke. Humo.
Well, besides the smoke, up in the smoke, sometimes it hits the sides of the chimney, you know?
Yes. It's a, ¿cómo se llama?
That black stuff?
La ceniza. No ceniza. Lo que se forma en la chimenea con el humo, ahí no se pone el negro todo y luego se cae. El hollín. We call it hollín.
And if you burn logs or something?
Yeah, burn. It's the same thing. It just the smoke goes through there, and el hollín, and that hollín sticks on the walls of the chimney.
And if you know, and then left in the bottom of the.
That's of the, we call it ceniza.
That powder.
Powder ceniza.
Ash.
Ceniza.
and what did you keep clothes in when you lived in San Ignacio?
We had a trunk. Castaña. We call it castaña in Spanish, or trunk.
Did you have anything with drawers in it? Do you now have something with drawers in it?
We have now. In those days, I don't remember we had any.
Ropero.
What do you call the things that have drawers in there? ¿Cómo le dicen a esos muebles que tienen cajones?
¿Ropero?
Pues le ponemos ropero.